bless us.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for as we celebrate the resurrection, we ask that you help us to live a resurrection life. We realize when you got up, we got up. Mm-hmm. And not only are we celebrating your resurrection life, but we are celebrating our resurrection life. Mm-hmm. And Father, we just thank you. I thank you that out of my belly is going to flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that the people that are sitting here today, they're hungry and thirsting for righteousness. Lord, we know that you're anointing their ears and their eyes. Mm-hmm. Their ears to hear, their eyes to see, and their heart to receive today. Mm-hmm. Praise God, Lord. We thank you for the work. We thank you for a fresh revelation of taking the Lord's Supper. I told God we need a first fresh revelation. And Father, we just thank you. We just bless you. And we receive it in Jesus' name. I told the Lord we need a fresh revelation of taking communion, the Lord's Supper, because it's supposed to be doing a lot more than what it does for us when we take it. So we've got to find out, where are we missing it? I'm going to go right through this. I don't have time to teach it like I really desire it. But I'm going to release fresh revelation on you today. And I just want your receivers up. These are your receivers here.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a heart to receive what I'm going to do today. I want you to turn your Bibles to the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Because we're going to speak on it there. And then I want you to turn it to Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 15th verse. We're going to go into the gospel where Jesus and his disciples actually took it. Holy Spirit, help me to release this and release it. Take the time we have and make the most of it. Praise God. We're going to look at it where Paul teaches the Corinthians about communion, the Lord's Supper. And then we're going to also look at it in the gospel. All four gospel talks about the Lord's Supper because it was important, or the Last Supper. So Paul had to take this and change this name as the Lord's Supper because he said, as we read here, he said, do y'all realize y'all taking the Lord's Supper? Because y'all bringing full meals. They were, when they said they were going to take the Lord's Supper, they would bring their meals from home, full meals. I mean, they would bring the wine bottles, and they were getting drunk, and they were eating. They wouldn't share their food. Some folks didn't have food. It was like going on. They didn't understand it. Paul said, y'all do not understand what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. He said, this is not your supper. It's the Lord's supper. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm going to make it real clear to you, class. It's a supernatural supper. Mm-hmm. You can't go to any restaurant and get this supper. Mm-hmm. This is a supernatural supper. That's mm-hmm. what he was trying to get over to them. It's just not natural. If you're just going to take it natural, then you're not going to receive what this supper is designed to do. This supper is just as powerful as it was in Exodus when he told them to apply the blood. He didn't tell them to get no priest to apply the blood. He told them to apply the blood themselves with the hyssop on their door.
Amen.
Pulse. Usually it took the priest to do all that. Oh, no. In Exodus, he allowed them to do it themselves. And he told them, he said, stay in the house, stay under the blood, just don't go out.
Right.
You apply it with the hyssop. And we talked all about that in the blood, how it was to be applied and how we apply it. We apply it with our mouth. Because we're priest and king too, we can apply it. That was a great demonstration, y'all, letting them know, hey, you're a priest. It really brought out a lot there when he let them apply the blood themselves to put it on their doors. It's personal. It's intimate. Mm-hmm. This is an intimate, this is a personal meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see all the things that was going on in the 1 Corinthians in the 11th chapter with the people when they was taking communion with Paul, and he had to straighten out a lot of stuff there because they didn't know what they were doing. But turn back over to the 22nd chapter of Luke, where Jesus and his disciples, man, you think he ought to have known how to take the Lord's Supper. In the 24th verse of the 22nd chapter, it said, and there were also strife among them. And they was asking which should be the greatest. They wanted to know who was going to be the greatest. Taking communion.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know who's going to be the... It said they had strife.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know what strife do, where there's strife.
Every Lord.
What's going on? They had strife in them, wanting to take communion. And this was a serious meal. This was, Jesus was about to go through his greatest. Let me back up and tell y'all this. Jesus had eaten this meal many times with his disciples. And he ate it just like it would have been eaten if a family, he ate it, this is the way he ate it. He ate this meal like they ate it, like they celebrate coming out of Egypt and their freedom. This is what this meal was really about.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus celebrated that way all the time. Every time they did it, that's the way. But Jesus this time is finna change the whole Passover meal. He's getting ready to turn. He's not going to even mention Egypt. Because it's going to be more than coming out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He's finna change the whole meal. It's going to be different. You know, they were asking, his disciples asking, where are we going to eat the meal at this time? You know, they had ate it. So that means that they had eaten it many times, but this time,
mm-hmm.
Let's go down here to the 15th verse. It was going to be different. Jesus was going to turn it, and he was, okay, the 15th verse, Luke 22nd and 15. And he said unto them with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. You know, what he was saying here, my greatest desire, all the time I sat down and ate it and we talked about coming out of Egypt, I wanted to show you the real mm-hmm. Passover lamb. I wanted to reveal myself to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't time. But this time, what he's going to do, he's going to unveil himself to them and going to let them know all this time I've been the Passover lamb. All this time, you know, he shared this complete meal with them way before he went to the cross and demonstrated all this. This was real. And he told them, he said, with desire. He said, many times I sit there and I guess he almost cried when he was talking about coming out of Egypt and going through all that. You know, how many was here for the Seder meal?
Mm-hmm.
You know how we talked about coming out of Egypt. But this was they did the Christian Seder meal there. So they did emphasize something of the Messiah. But usually at those meals, they just talk about Egypt and freedom and what each meal, everything represented.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, Jesus was going to do the meal totally different. He said, go to the upper room. We're going to a place that we have never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have this meal. And I'm going to have it quietly, undisturbed, because this meal was very important, because he was about to go through the suffering of this meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they could put animal blood on the doorpost, and it worked, Why can't this right here work for us? It worked for them, didn't it?
It did.
Now, I did teach you a lesson on you have to have faith in the blood.
Yeah.
It worked for them. What is this meal supposed to do? Paul told them to, y'all not even discerning the Lord's body. Y'all don't even know what it done for you. You bring in a big meal, that's what he told the Corinthians. You bring in a big meal and you're falling out with each other because you won't give none of the meal to each other. And some of y'all bringing wine bottles and getting drunk. You're not discerning what this did for you. You don't realize what this did for you and what it's doing for you even now. As you take of it in a worthy manner. A worthy manner is when you look at this bread and say, oh, this bread. Vashakaya. When you look at this right here. Now I'm going to show y'all. When you look at this, most people, the reason they take it so casual, all they see is bread and Winn-Dixie grape juice. That's what they look at it. But I'm going to show you what you're going to have to do to change it. I'm not a magician. I'm not playing. There's no rabbit up my sleeve. But I'm going to transfer this meal today. I'm going to do it just like Jesus did. So it's no rabbit coming out of my sleeves. No, but this whole meal is going to be changed today. It's just not going to be the bread and the Winn-Dixie grape juice. It's going to have meaning. You're going to have to understand this meal. You're going to have to really, really understand what's taking place. Can you believe these disciples, they were in strife with one another, and Jesus at the last minute here trying to reveal himself to them. They couldn't even see Jesus as being as, they couldn't see nothing. They couldn't see the bread. They couldn't understand none of this. Because they wanted to know who's going to be the greatest. Now, I didn't see that in any of y'all today. When y'all walk in, you didn't. I told some of y'all we were going to take communion, but nobody brought any big suppers from home. I didn't see that. I didn't see what the Corinthians did. And nobody have no wine ballers nowhere. I didn't see that. Okay? Over in Luke, I didn't see Luke. I don't see y'all in no strife of who's the greatest. As you sit here. But let's back up here and see why we're not getting what we're supposed to get from it. Y'all don't have all that, but you have the troubles of the world. And you have just the world cares that blocks out what is really taking place here. That you don't miss what's really taking place here. I want you just to block out the world for a few minutes. And it's easy to do. It don't take no jet flying over here on the building for you to be somewhere else here, but somewhere else here, but somewhere else. I don't only want you to bring your mind, I want you to bring your heart. And I want you to continuously meditate on this. Even when I want you continuously meditate, because we don't have it all. What he wants. The disciples didn't get it, then Paul got it. Paul said, I got it. But he was trying to get the Corinthians to get it. And they were doing everything. He said, y'all brought your own meal, but it's the Lord's meal. It's the Lord's supper. This is for the Lord. Okay? We see how he had desired in the past to reveal himself. He said, man, so many times I got so close to revealing myself. I mean, when y'all was talking about coming out of Egypt and being free, I know he was sitting there bored from being the true Passover and couldn't reveal himself. He could say, hey, I'm back. I'm, let's forget that meal. This is new. Okay. So I want y'all to clear y'all mind so y'all won't be like the Corinthians. So we won't be like the disciples. We can discern. Discern means to see really what is going on. Holy Spirit, if I teach and pray something, y'all just shift with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you would help us to discern the real thing of this body, of this bread.
Mm-hmm.
To really discern it. Reveal it to us. Because if we don't get the real truth of this, we can't get, I mean, we're sitting here sometimes with problems. Health, financially, you don't have, you can take this meal. You can take this meal under any situation, circumstance that you face with and can get help because it's your blood covenant. You in covenant. Sometimes I talk to the Lord and say, listen, Lord, we in covenant now. We can, come on now, let's take care of this. Not just in covenant, but a blood covenant. This is the strongest covenant. And only one person had to shed their blood, and that was Jesus. We don't shed our blood, but we present our body as a living sacrifice. This is your blood covenant. Whatever circumstance, I gave each of y'all have a clear sheet of paper before you.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now, but I want y'all to write down three things or more that you're faced with,
mm-hmm.
that you need help with. And we're going to put it under the blood covenant. We're going to release the blood covenant. We're going to release healing if you need that healing. Remember, you got a blood covenant. I tell Lord, I'm not living life alone.
Mm-mm.
I got a blood covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I shed no blood, but you shed your blood. I didn't have to shed, you know, blood covenants was real strong in the Old Testament. A lot of that took place. But each of them had to shed their blood. But when it came to Jesus, only one had to shed his blood. And that was the blood of Jesus. The precious blood of Jesus. You must remember that this purchased you. It bought you. You're no more your own. You've been bought with a price. And he said, you had a three-peat covenant. He said, position, protection, and provision. This gives you a three-peat covenant. It covers everything. You know, you can hear Geico and State Farm talking about, we cover, you cover. But just have something going on. You see how much you cover.
Come on now.
It don't cover this. It don't cover that. And you don't cover that. And it don't cover that. It's this lady I know had an accident. It was just one car in Barbie. It was a 2004, but it only had 40,000 miles on it.
Hmm.
She had never had an accident. She had this accident. And it didn't involve any other cars. It was just, and her insurance said, well, we can't cover this, and we can't, and you gotta pay a deductible. And when they finished, I said, well, why have you paid them all these years? You done paid them enough money to buy you a new car. Because she's on up there in age. You done paid them enough to buy you a new car.
Mm-hmm.
What do they cover?
Mm-hmm.
They said they got you covered. All states said you ain't good hands, they got you covered. But this covers everything in your life. The 3P.
Mm-hmm.
Provision. It covers everything in your life. Jesus. Is that Brahman?
No.
Okay. We're getting real close here. But y'all see how he takes this meal and does it totally different. It's almost 9:20. I'm way over. But this covers everything. go ahead and write down your three things. I'm not going to be able to teach it, go through everything I want to go through in this Lord's Supper. Just write down your... And nobody, what I want you to do, put it back in your purse, put it back in your billfold or in your pocket. Nobody to see it, nobody to read over it.